Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network. The Navy Academy's Center for Cybersecurity Studies has been up and running for several years. Now it's broken ground on its own building to be known as Hopper Hall. For an update, we turn to retired Captain Paul Tortora, the center's director. Captain Tortora, good to have you on.
Thanks. Good morning to you, Tom. Thanks for reaching out to me. Over a year now, a year and a half, we actually broke ground on a new cybersecurity building, which we're calling Hopper Hall in memory of Grace Hopper, an admiral in the Navy that helped push the Navy into greater technology and use of technologies. And so within a year and a half or so, and sometime in 2020, we expect to open this new facility. And what we're planning is moving in all the undergraduate programs, faculty, and research that have some type of tie-in with cybersecurity. So our systems engineering, our computer engineering, computer science, information technology, and electrical engineering, as well as our new, very new cyber operations program, all those faculty and respective classes and classrooms and labs will be co-located into one facility where we hope we'll have a broader connection and interoperability of the different majors and that have some tie back to cybersecurity.
And this building is right on Naval Academy grounds in Annapolis?
Yes, it is. So Naval Academy is not a very large area, so we're actually building it on top of an old parking lot. And so it is on the facility, on the grounds. It'll be next to what the library, which we call Nimitz Library, and Rickover Hall, which is an engineering department. So it'll be on the grounds. Anyone that's in the Annapolis area or perhaps sailing on the Severn, you'll see the construction. We're probably, I think the superstructure is mostly up, and I think we're up to about the fourth deck now, and another deck to go before we actually then start walling it in. So things are moving at a good pace.
Spoken like a true Navy captain, and of course some people have to park somewhere, but that'll be their problem, I guess.
No, actually, in anticipation of that, we actually built a new parking garage, parking lot area, so it's a two-story parking garage of the Academy. Low profile for a historical means, but it's it does compensate for that parking. So there's room now for folks if they manage to get onto the base to take a walk around.
And tell us about the program itself. In the last several years, six or so years that the center has been going, how many people have come through it? And let's start there. What are some of the stats of people using the program?
Sure. Perhaps a better perspective for some of the listeners is that the Naval Academy's approach for several years since the class of 2015 graduated 3 years ago, the approach we have is what we call all, many, few, where everyone, every student, so I think we may be the only institution in the nation that every student is getting two mandatory classes in cybersecurity. One is a freshman, which we call plebe. So every plebe takes an introductory class in cybersecurity. Matter of fact, later this morning, I'll be teaching my own class on this about cross-site scripting and the risks that pose on some websites. So we teach them all about the basics of computing networks and a little bit of context with every class. Cyber in the news is what I usually start my class off with, so we'll probably talk about a number of things. Perhaps the GAO report on weapon systems with cyber problems and issues, that might be the first thing we start off the class. But every midshipman now has an introductory level cybersecurity course their freshman year, and then as a junior they get a second dose of this. So this is more on the computer engineering, electronic warfare aspect of cyber. That'll be more appropriate for them once they get to the fleet, where we operate always in environments where we rely on wireless communications, satellite communications, GPS, et cetera. So every midshipman takes two courses, mandatory since the class of 2015 graduate, and which I think we're the only institution that does it. So that's the all part of that. Many of them will actually get involved in a number of electives, research projects, and events. Yesterday we had the Fleet Cyber Command commander here, Vice Admiral White. He spoke to about 1,200 midshipmen on what is cyber to the fleet. Last week we had the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, came and spoke to about 300 midshipmen and almost 100 staff members about his perspectives. And so many midshipmen will get another dose of this exposure to cyber, the digital awareness, things that matter to them when
sure.
they graduate. And then a few of them, these are those that are studying cyber operations majors or part of what we call our cybersecurity team, a competitive group. So the few is probably in the couple hundred of the entire student body, the brigade is about 4,400 midshipmen. So of the few, maybe 200 to 300 of them are actually more focused on studying this topic. And so they're both in the classroom and then outside the classroom, we'll do competitions. And in the summertime, we'll have probably about 40 midshipmen. We'll do internships with the NSA, and then another group of midshipmen, 40, 50, 60 perhaps, will do industry-related internships with companies ranging from Microsoft, Facebook, to defense contractors like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and others. So gain them exposure to how cyber is treated outside of the classroom.
We're speaking with retired Navy Captain Paul Tortora, director of the Center for Cybersecurity Studies at the Naval Academy. And so it sounds like the Navy is deeply into a program of home-growing people that many agencies say they have trouble finding.
Yes, it's true. I think cyber is not a fad. Those who may have thought it was a fad, it's not. It's here, it's now. It's going to impact everyone's life no matter what they do. And so for our students, as I mentioned, we want them all to have a greater awareness of this. So we'll graduate approximately 1,000, 1,050 students each year, and about 750 or so will go into the Navy, and then another 250 or so will go into the Marine Corps. But they're all going to operate in environments where they need to be aware of how the cyber domain interacts with every other domain, air, sea, land, space. And so no matter if they're going to become a pilot, a submarine officer, a Marine Corps officer, they need to be aware of how this impacts their operations, what we call mission assurance. Others may call it information assurance, but in the military, it's mission assurance. How can you make sure that we can complete the mission, we can defend our national interests and be out there projecting power or engaging in things from humanitarian assistance to just presence? So every midshipman needs to understand how this impacts their lives. So the same would hold true with many industry and companies is making sure your workforce understands that cyber is everyone's responsibility. I think depending on which statistics you look at, almost 90%, maybe 80 to 90% of all intrusions or weaknesses in a system are created by some human doing something, clicking on a link, downloading some bad information or bad file. And so we want to make sure we're doing, at least for the Navy side, that we're creating this bow wave is what I call it, very nautical, but a bow wave of junior officers that are going to the fleet and Marine forces that understand how cyber impacts everything they're doing in their careers.
That's right. And it's not a bulbous bow wave. You want to really cut through and make some noise there. And
correct.
In the new building, will you have upgraded facilities and networks and so forth for people to practice this craft on?
Yeah, so we expect to have a number of new labs, lab spaces. So we do focus here at the Naval Academy, even without the new building, on what we call project-based learning. So give the midshipmen a project, regardless of what their major might be, and have them work through the complexities of it, find their own solutions, and then be able to take a problem and present solutions, as if not the answer to their instructor, which is actually what they'll be doing in the fleet. So we've got limited space here, great facilities, but in the new building we hope to have interoperable sites, lab spaces, classrooms, where we could have perhaps a SCADA lab, which is basically control systems that may be impacted by cybersecurity, or so midshipmen from various backgrounds may be able to defend, attack, protect such systems. But we also have what we expect to be a sort of an on-site operations center, security operations center, where we can envision midshipmen looking at live feeds of attacks going on, and then maybe they could pause it, take a look at the attacks, and then do some forensics, perhaps some investigative, where did the attack come from, what were they doing, what tools were they using, how do we mitigate the effects. And then one thing we'll have is also a classified space, a SCIF, a sensitive compartment information facility, that the midshipmen will be able to look at perhaps what our adversaries are doing in this domain that right now we can't teach. All of our courses are unclassified, open to anyone to look at. But there is an aspect of this that does involve sources and methods. If you really want to understand some of what's happening and what some of our adversaries are attempting to do, that would require a little bit of classified means. And so the new building will actually provide all of that classified and unclassified ability to take cybersecurity, cyber awareness to the next level.
And are there views of water from the windows?
Yes, there will be plenty of views. It might be a searchable on the web, a picture of the new facility, but it will be on the water. But the classified space will be internal to that. You won't be able to see outside from that. But the rest of the building will offer nice views from the water. And we do expect to have inside the building a means to have a small wave pool where we can actually operate autonomous vehicles, test them inside of a small area, and then perhaps take them out to the river and play with autonomous both on the surface and under surface vehicles. So being close to the water does help us, and it does directly relate to the Navy mission.
Retired Captain Paul Tortora is director of the Center for Cybersecurity Studies at the Naval Academy. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to The Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.